spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations make free time available to present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today's program, The Faithful City, written by Peter Lyons, is based upon the book I Saw the Battle of Jerusalem, recently published in New York and written by Harry Levin, and is presented in observance of the third anniversary of the United Nations resolution for establishment of the State of Israel.
If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her coming. Let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth if I remember thee not, if I set not Jerusalem above my chiefest joy.
Sunrise, March 25, 1948, Tel Aviv. 26 buses drawn up in a line, dingy, painted for war. A convoy bound for Jerusalem. Excitement is our fellow passenger. 7 or 8 young Haganah soldiers our escort. Off we move through the white blossoms and dappling sunlight of sweet Sharon, winding along secondary roads to avoid ambush, grinding up toward the Judean hills, bumping along a rough track, relic of a Roman road. Boaz, the Haganah officer, a guide and historian.
Samson's country, the Vale of Sorek.
A pause for British inspection. Are we carrying arms? Gun parts have already been handed out to the women who hide them under their clothes.
It's so cold against my skin.
Nothing here. At least there's nothing we can find.
On across Shephelah, with Boaz pointing through the truck's steel plates.
See where our scout is posted on that hillock? Samson probably posted some of his scouts there when he went raiding with his foxes. Over there, David met Goliath. Saul and Jonathan drove the Philistines that way. Pharaohs came up along there in their invasion.
One invader after another swept across these rumpled hills. Up and up we climbed through cypresses and pine groves and hollow sunless clefts. They sounded like pebbles against our steel plates, but they were bullets.
All right, calm everybody.
All right now. Bandage. We cut his shirt back. That's it. Here, scissors.
Our escort of 7 youngsters calmly shooting through their peepholes. Our truck going faster now. The whole convoy moving faster. 5 dead and 9 wounded in the convoy, but no vehicle abandoned. Through the hostile villages that circle Jerusalem, our escort clicked off their safety catches, but nothing more happened. Up the narrow, winding course toward the dark outline of the city. Into Joppa Road now. The city itself, the people cheering our convoy into Jerusalem, a city besieged. Besieged again for the 100th time in her stormy history.
Why are the nations in an uproar? And why do the peoples mutter in vain? The kings of the earth stand up and the rulers take counsel together. All mine enemies shall be ashamed and sore affrighted. They shall turn back, and they shall be ashamed suddenly.
April 10. It is late at night. Food stocks are low in the city. Only one convoy has come through since ours. Bread rationing began 10 days ago. The British government services are collapsing. Fuel is disappearing, so is tobacco. 2 nights ago, our electricity was cut off. And the sniping, the continual sound of gunfire frays the nerves.
It's late, Harry.
I know it's late, Ruth.
Aren't you coming to bed?
Can't sleep.
You'll hurt your eyes reading by candlelight.
So?
Oh, why don't you try and get some sleep?
Because I don't feel like it.
Hurry.
I'm sorry, Lou.
It's all right. Everybody's the same these days. What are you reading?
Josephus' account of the battle for Jerusalem.
Josephus? Which battle for Jerusalem?
When the Romans came, they plowed a bloody furrow west of the city and they laid siege. The siege began on this day, April 10th. We have an anniversary.
That's gloomy reading.
6 months we held out against all the might of Rome.
Hope it doesn't last 6 months this time.
Yeah. The Transjordan Radio predicted the conquest of all Eretz Israel in 1 month.
Huh.
Oh, well, I might as well try and get some sleep again. I'll be no good for anything tomorrow, unless I do.
Because of all mine adversaries, I am become a reproach. Yea, unto my neighbors exceedingly, and a dread to mine acquaintance. I, Jerusalem, am like a useless vessel, for I have heard the whisperings of many. Terror on every side. While they took counsel together against me, they devised to take away my life.
April 19. For 6 days, we have had no water supply. Yesterday at Rehavia Secondary School, they gave graduation certificates to the senior boys who marched out in military formation and were on duty last night as men of the Haganah. I drove out this morning to Castel with Yishurun. Amos was on duty there, looking older, but still just a big kid, tanned and freckled.
Harry!
You look a little tired, Amos.
Not getting much sleep. You know?
I can imagine.
When we're not in action, we've got to reconnoiter, set up strong points, get ready for the next night's attack. Tell you one thing, Harry.
What's that?
I feel good when I get time to change my socks. The raiders are back in the hills again.
Amos, should have seen how happy everybody was on that convoy, the big one, when it got through to the city last Saturday.
Yeah.
We even thought the siege might have been lifted.
That chance. We'll be busy driving them out of these hills for quite a while yet.
It's like that for every convoy, hmm?
Jerusalem's got to eat.
Yeah.
From here, we control the road down to Suba. Trouble is lower down, in those hills there, to the north.
Tough hills to keep clear.
Sure, you take right here, Castel. You know why it's called Castel?
Why, I think...
Short for Castellum, from when the Romans built a fort right over there. Now we're using the same stone for barricades. What's funny?
I was thinking, Amos, of the story of how Joshua sent spies into Judea.
Yeah?
And they reported when they got back, "Make not all the people to labor up here. Let but 2,000 or 3,000 men go up." Remember?
It's labor, all right. Mm. Well, gotta go, Harry. Nice seeing you.
Take care of yourself, Amos. Shalom.
Yeah. Shalom. Peace. Peace, all right.
And congratulations on capturing Castel.
When they came upon me, even mine adversaries and my foes, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise up against me, even then will I be confident.
April 23. Haifa has been captured by our troops. And to us in Jerusalem, what a lift the news gave. Will they come here next? Tonight, perhaps? Passover Eve, start of the Festival of Freedom. I hear the men are under stand two orders. Maybe they will strike to help the people in the old city of Jerusalem. The siege within a siege. Tonight we're going to the Hymans for the evening seder. Ruth, how many ought to be there?
About 40, Hannah said.
Ah, pooling rations. It should be a bank. All right, clear into this doorway, quick. What's the matter?
Oh, I'm just remembering what they say in the Passover ceremony.
They open the door as a reminder that it is a night of protection, and the door need not be shut, for there is no danger tonight.
Yeah. Well, darling, if you feel like quoting, try next year in Jerusalem rebuilt.
Oh, come on. Whatever that shooting was, a stop.
You know, I just had a little fantasy. Something you said.
What's that?
I saw a great mass of people, maimed and wayworn and dusty with travel, hot and tired. They were standing before a lake of clear, cool water, eager to plunge in.
I must say, Harry, I like your quote better than mine. Next year in Jerusalem.
In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city, walls and bulwarks doth he appoint for salvation. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation that keepeth faithfulness may enter in perfect peace.
May 12. British government services steadily collapsing now, about to stop entirely. British due to pull out in 2 days. The battle for the city began 10 days ago. We have been shelled every day since. Our house got a direct hit, but no one was hurt. Food, less. Yesterday, we cleared out our basement as a shelter, sandbagged the window after looking at the garden glowing with pink hollyhocks. Today, I drove down the road as far as Bab el Wad with Yishurun.
Feels good, doesn't it?
No, it's like a tonic. Hey, look.
What?
We passed them. Some Arabs at a roadside stand selling vegetables and fruit. Let's stop.
We'll stop on the way back, Harry.
What do you know? Arabs selling our men.
Why not? That whole village back there stayed friendly.
Really?
Sure. There are some friendly Arab villages. Why, there's one sheik has his whole tribe fighting with Haganah up north in Galilee. They're part of us because that's the way they hope to live.
I never heard that.
Sure, why not? People are people. They realize that a peace will only last if it is a just peace.
Ah. Sounds as if we've got guns now, too.
A few.
That's Bab el Wad, isn't it?
Yep. Rugged country.
And the enemy?
Just beyond there, at Latrun. They're piling up men and equipment. Once before, though, Jewish soldiers ambushed an enemy in these gorges.
Romans?
That's right. That was in the year 66.
But if I remember, the Romans kept on coming.
Will be the same this time, Harry. Story is they're massing for an assault on Jerusalem to begin in 3 days.
When the British have left.
Yep.
Well, you sound cheerful enough about it.
Well, so they come. We're here, and we're staying here, aren't we?
I wish I could feel as chipper as you do, Yishurun. When I know there are armies on every side of us back there in Jerusalem.
All nations compass me about. Verily, in the name of the Lord, I will cut them off. They compass me about, yea, they compass me about. Verily, in the name of the Lord, I will cut them off. They compass me about like bees. They are quenched as a fire of thorns. Verily, in the name of the Lord, I will cut them off.
May 14. Through binoculars from our rooftop, Ruth and I watched the High Commissioner's residence on its gray hilltop.
Union Jack's still waving.
Yeah. There. There he comes.
What?
See? The Rolls Royce?
Oh. 2, 4, 6 cars.
Ah,
well.
Yes, and a Spitfire above them.
Allenby came in on foot 30 years ago. Now the Commissioner leaves in his limousine. End of another chapter.
Look, Ruth, I'm going to run. I'm going downtown fast.
Oh, don't get in trouble now.
Oh, I'll be okay. On a day like this, I should get in trouble. Within 10 minutes of the British evacuation, the entire zone was under Haganah control and without a single gunshot. Things moved like lightning. I saw a British trap. When are you leaving?
Don't know any more than you do.
It was gone 20 minutes later. And flags everywhere. The blue-white flag over public buildings, and tomorrow, the 15th, is Shabbat. The word has come that the new state will be proclaimed today from Tel Aviv. At 4 o'clock, back at headquarters.
Quiet! Quiet, everybody! This radio's on a battery, and the battery's weak. Quiet, please.
That's Ben Gurion.
Shh. Listen.
In that day will I raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen, and they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them, and I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be plucked up out of their land.
May 18. The battle for the old city has been going badly. The shelling has never been worse. Yesterday we worked on barricades to repel the Egyptians expected hourly along the Bethlehem Road. Today the Arab Legion has come in through St. Stephen's Gate and up along the Via Dolorosa. Now their artillery is pounding the Jewish quarter of the old city.
The whole quarter must be burning. Look!
I know.
What they must be going through. Harry, can't they be relieved?
When our heaviest weapons are bazookas?
Awful.
I wonder if he's weeping. I doubt it.
Oh, who?
Glubb, the Legion's commander. Titus marched his cohorts up to Jerusalem, looked upon it the day before its destruction, and wept for the sake of the beautiful city.
Glubb is not weeping.
My deadly enemies compassed me about. At our every step, they have now encompassed us. They set their eyes to cast us down to the earth like a lion that is eager to tear in pieces, like a young lion lurking in secret places.
May 19. It is night, and I'm being driven to witness an attack by Palmach, the striking force of Haganah. We arrive at operational headquarters where youthful staff officers study maps. Behind them, a walkie-talkie.
Everything okay. Waiting orders.
That's from the attacking group up on Mount Zion.
And their objective?
To lift the siege on the Jewish quarter in the old city. Would you like to see their CO's order of the day?
Why?
Here it is. Listen. Stormers, you stand before the walls of Jerusalem. For 1,877 years, no Jew has climbed them. Tonight, you will mount them.
I repeat, awaiting orders. Over to you.
What time do you have?
3:16.
Tell the machine gunners to start fire.
Right.
The sappers must be close to the wall by now. Should be crawling along the foot of the wall. Watch out for the explosion. It's due now.
In single file, we crawled up Mount Zion, impatient for news. Now we could hear a different pattern of sound from the old city. Grenades, rifles. We met another Palmach officer.
They're there. It took less than 20 minutes to get through.
Relief for our people in the old city. We crouched in the shadows. Dawn was just breaking. And now in twos and threes, here they came, returning. The boys who had lifted the siege.
The name of the forward post. Had a grenade in his hand, just in case we should be enemies. Mm-hmm. You know what he said to me? He said, it's good of you to come. We've been waiting for you. When I put his arms around me, I thought he'd never let go. And then something started crawling down my neck. And when I put my hand there, I found the old man had been crying.
Thy hand shall be equal to all thine enemies. Thy right hand shall overtake those that hate thee. Thou shalt make them as a fiery furnace in the time of thine anger. For they intended evil against thee. They imagined a device wherewith they shalt not prevail, for thou shalt make them turn their back. Thou shalt make ready with thy bowstrings against the face of them.
May 22. Each day is like a week. The shelling still beats down the whole city, the target. What are they doing in Jerusalem? May 23. Poster pasted on the walls. One passage from Isaiah. For I will defend this city to save it. Next to it, an old movie poster. Tyrone Power in Nightmare Alley. May 25. In our garden, an unexploded shell has fallen. Its nose in a bed of geraniums. Ruth has lost 21 pounds. May 26th. The shelling is worse than ever, but everybody agrees. Here we belong and here we stay rooted. Shells aren't going to dislodge us. June 1st. The old city surrendered 3 days ago. The shelling has never let up.
What about a ceasefire? Everyone keeps talking about it.
I'm not even sure I want a ceasefire now. Might be more to their advantage than to ours.
Oh, Harry, honestly.
Oh, that smell.
What?
Those dishcloths, Ruth. They make the whole apartment stink of bean soup. Why don't you wash them out?
I am rationed one glass of non-drinking water each 15 days. Perhaps you can tell me how I can use that water for plumbing, to wash ourselves, our clothes, and the house.
Now, listen. Oh, I'm sorry. Fighting over dishcloths. There is a more important fight going on, isn't there?
Oh, there's a water truck now. Water! Quick, Harry, take this container.
Oh, everyone at first, come ye to the water.
Even the waterman knows his Isaiah.
June 3. There is no other city, no other people, no other sky, no other life, but these I know here. June 8, the worst day shelling so far, and a new poster on the walls, a quotation from the prophet Zephaniah. In that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, fear thee not, and to Zion, let not thine hands be slack. July 15, now we have our own heavy artillery answering the legion's fire. July 17, it is night. We are in our basement shelter, Ruth, some neighbors and I.
This night is the worst. The worst noise, anyway.
You notice something? It is a noisy night. But that's not all.
What do you mean?
Harry's always finding things out down at headquarters and then being secretive about them.
You know something? Well, I couldn't say before, but now...
What is this?
I can tell from the sound that it's already begun.
What?
What's begun?
The attack on the old city. Our attack. Operation Antiquity, it's called.
Operation Antiquity?
Well, 2,500 years ago today, Nebuchadnezzar's Babylonian army forced the walls of Jerusalem. Tonight, we are forcing them. July 18, truce. The truce began at 7 this evening. And Ruth and I went up to our rooftop. It was the darkest of nights.
Except the stars.
So quiet.
Listen. The jackal.
Happy, too. For him. Now at least he knows he can be heard.
Harry, there's a light. See? Over on the hillside.
Mm. What I want to see is that skyline of shadows in back of us lighted up. Lighted up. Forever.
We will, too.
And they shall bring your brethren from out of the nations upon horses and in chariots and in litters and upon mules and upon swift beasts to my holy mountain, Jerusalem, saith the Lord. And I will restore thy judges as at the first, and thy counselors as at the beginning. Afterward thou shalt be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city. Zion shall be redeemed with justice, and they that return of her with righteousness. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore.
like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Mr. Arthur Lurie, Consul General for Israel in the United States. Consul General Lurie.
Almost 2.5 years have gone by since the final lifting of the siege of Jerusalem. As I listened to our broadcast, I recalled my own journey to Jerusalem in the same month of July 1948, just as the first truce was about to end. For many months, with but one brief interval, the Arab Legion had succeeded in sealing off all access to the city. And then at last, this risky and tortuous lifeline along which we now traveled, the so-called Burma Road, Hakvish Hagbura as it is in Hebrew, had been carved out by the sacrifice and heroism of the young men and women of the new State of Israel. As we made our way through the domed hills of Judea, there lay on either side of the road the gaunt skeletons of trucks and cars destroyed by enemy fire in their desperate effort to bring food and supplies to the besieged. Jerusalem itself was sad and ghost-like, a battered city, walking literally in the valley of the shadow of death. It is a different and vibrant Jerusalem which greets one today. The sound of building, the cheerful notes of chisel and hammer on stone, have replaced the whine and crash of shells. Once again, the citizen goes peacefully about his business, mingling with the newly arrived immigrants from the Jewish communities of Europe and the Near East. Jerusalem and Israel are once more united. Throughout 2,000 years of history, the link between the scattered Jewish people and their ancient and faithful city has been recalled in festival and fast. And today, for the citizens of Israel, the recollection of the grim struggle and of the liberation of their beloved capital is a source of fierce pride, which strengthens and forges still closer bonds forever indissoluble. Those who participated in today's production have, in this moving and impressive script, vividly recaptured some of the tense and dramatic moments of those historic days.
Thank you, Consul General Lurie. Our Eternal Light drama today, The Faithful City, was written by Peter Lyon and is based upon the book I Saw the Battle of Jerusalem by Harry Levin. This program was presented in observance of the third anniversary of the establishment of the State of Israel. The music was composed by Morris Momorsky and conducted by Milton Kadams. Cantor David Putterman sang the liturgical introduction. Featured in the cast were John Larkin, Joan Tompkins, and Raymond Edward Johnson. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.